This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
A family business that started as a feed mill has expanded its operation to not only sell feed, but to manage farmers' risk, spread fertilizer, and many other ag services. Prairie Town Feed Service in Madison County is a full-service ag supply retailer, and the business has changed as new generations of the family started getting involved. Jared Goble is one of the family members who was recently involved with some changes, and this morning we'll visit with Jared about all the things they have to offer at Prairie Town Feed Service.
I'm here with Prairie Town Feed Service, family-owned and operated, and I went to Illinois State University for my college degree, got my degree in ag business, and worked for a couple different elevators shortly after that, and came to join the family business in 2007. I live in Edwardsville, Illinois. I've been married for about 5 years, and I've got two dogs. Huge baseball fan, specifically the Cardinals, but overall just anything baseball, really. Other than that, I'd say my only other hobby is work, because if you're in the family business, you're pretty much 24/7 on call.
You know, that's anybody that's involved with a family business, it says the same thing as you. You've always got something to do. Don't really get too many days off.
Yes, that's right.
So you said went to school, obviously had an ag degree, were working in the ag world. So what brought you back to the family business back home?
Mostly, it was 2007. And it was my dad and my uncle and my grandfather were still involved in the business. And my grandfather wanted to step aside. And at that time, we needed a little bit more manpower to do some of the things that my dad and my uncle wanted to expand upon. So I talked it over with my brother at the time, which he was working in the lumber industry, actually. And we decided together that we would come join at the same time and double the manpower and do some expansion ideas that we had.
Awesome. Well, nice to be talking with you today. I want to talk about some of those expansions and changes that have recently happened. You know, contrary to the name Prairie Town Feed Service, feed is not the only thing that you guys do there. So talk to us about what all goes on at Prairie Town Feed.
Yes, that's right. It's Prairie Town Feed because that was where it all started with feed. But we do fertilizer, dry fertilizer, seed, grain elevator. We do hauling. We treat seed. I write crop insurance. We do some grain marketing, risk management. At the time before my brother and I came, it was mostly still feed, grain hauling, and dry fertilizer. We didn't apply the dry fertilizer, so we expanded upon that shortly after. Then we added seed and expanded the grain marketing services shortly after that.
And I believe you've got a new elevator also.
Yes. So in 2015, the winter and spring of 2015, we started construction on our first phase of our new elevator and built a few bins and a dryer, tower dryer, and we could store 300,000 bushels of grain with that first phase. We put in phase two last summer for this harvest. And that doubled our capacity, and now we're roughly over 600,000 bushels of storage.
Well, what an awesome expansion. And with your location, I would assume you're working primarily with some local farmers?
Yes, pretty much all local within about a 15-20-mile radius. A lot of smaller family farms that I think the appeal is first local, and second, I think they really like doing business with another family operation, being on our third generation. There's some second, third, fourth generation farms we deal with. So I'd say it's like-minded people, and I think they really appreciate that.
Yeah, I'd have to agree. There's always something special about working with a local hometown business and a family that's been in the area and pass it on through the generations. That's always neat to hear about those operations. Jared, so you mentioned the new elevator and the grain storage and all that stuff, but also wanted to talk to you a little bit more about the feed side of the business. You said that's how it started. Talk to us about that. What's your biggest feed that you produce or your biggest customers? And just tell us a little bit more about that side of the business.
Well, our biggest feed draw is actually horse feed. Pleasure horses, show horses, race horses, thoroughbred racing, standard bred racing up in Springfield. Springfield, Illinois, it's a fairgrounds. We do a fair amount of cattle business for cow-calf herds, smaller herds, kind of some hobby farms. And also we remodeled our feed store, our retail store, in 2013, and we more than tripled our showroom size. So now we get a lot of walk-in business that is pet food. Backyard flock is a big thing now. People want to know where their food comes from, so a lot of them are doing some of their own food production, like backyard flocks, egg production, or freezer beef.
And I would imagine the feed that you do sell, is that sourced locally from locally grown crops?
Yes. Of course, in horse feed, it's a lot of oats. That is not so much local, but it's within the United States. It's a lot of North Dakota, South Dakota, Minnesota type area. But all of the corn would be locally sourced, straight sourced from the farmer himself.
Awesome. Well, I think that's kind of a value-added thing to know where the grain's coming from that they're feeding their animals. And a feed mill, those are becoming rarer and rarer. It's hard to find those. So I think you'd be one of just a couple or a few left in this area.
Yeah, it's kind of different than when my grandfather started it and there was one on every corner. But we've managed to last and survive through the good times and bad, and here we stand.
Well, that's awesome. Great that things are going well for you at Prairie Town Feed Service. Jared, we've kind of talked about all the things that you have to offer, some of the expansions and changes that have happened. Anything else that you would like to mention for people listening, anything you'd like to tell them?
If you haven't heard of us, we're in Prairie Town, Illinois. Come see us. I would love to meet you. And if you have been here, but it's been a while, come see us anyway, because you might not recognize the place, and would love to see you again too. Whether your operation is two dogs, a cat, and a quarter acre garden, or 200 cows and 1,000 acres of corn and beans, we're ready to serve. We are open 8 to 5 through the week, Monday through Friday, 8 to 3 on Saturdays, and closed on Sundays.
Jared Goble with Prairie Town Feed Service. In other news, the Department of Agriculture is seeking comments on food crediting. The system, the USDA says, defines how each food item fits into a meal for the National School Lunch Program. USDA says the public input will help USDA officials better understand perspectives on navigating today's evolving food and nutrition environment. To claim federal reimbursement for food served through one of USDA's child nutrition programs, program operators must serve meals and snacks that meet each program's specific meal pattern requirements. USDA's crediting system defines how each food item fits into the meal pattern. USDA is especially interested in understanding both the possible benefits and any negative impacts associated with changes to how certain foods may or may not credit. Electronic comments are preferred and may be submitted at the Federal Register today through February 12th. A research document released by Farmers and Families First shows the proposed Bayer Ag-Monsanto merger would reduce competition and increase costs for farmers. The white paper says the deal would create a $66 billion corporation with, quote, unprecedented control over the products farmers and ag businesses need to grow, produce, and distribute food. Farmers and Families First is an advocacy organization that states a primary goal of putting ideas into action that promote innovation, lower costs through competition, and fairness for farmers and families. Online records show that the organization's website was registered on December 6th of this year. Washington, D.C. online records indicate the 501c nonprofit was registered on December 7th. The study claims a merged Bayer-Monsanto would control over 35% of the global market for corn seeds, roughly 28% of the global soybean market, almost 70% of the global cottonseed market, and up to 69% of U.S.-approved herbicide-tolerant seeds for alfalfa, canola, corn, wheat, soybeans, and cotton. And that's all we have this morning for your WSMI Farm Show. I'm Katie Wilson.